Hello, this is David Brim, and I'm the founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs. We are the hub for Orlando entrepreneurship, and our mission is to connect, cultivate, and celebrate our local entrepreneurs. We bring together our local entrepreneurial ecosystem to help impact our entrepreneurs, their companies, and our local economy. Learn more at OrlandoEntrepreneurs.org. Now over to Josh Wilson to get forward with our show.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Orlando Entrepreneurs Show. My name is Josh, and I'm an entrepreneurship, the word entrepreneur is such a hard word. You would think as entrepreneurs, we would come up with a better word for this. But anyways, I'm just going to roll with this because this is absolutely ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to one of my friends who's an entrepreneur here in Orlando. Such a hard word. But Caitlin Studi, she's a founder, an entrepreneur, growing and building businesses that serve entrepreneurs. Hopefully, I can get my mouth working better and have a great conversation. Caitlin, welcome to the Orlando Entrepreneurs Show.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, what a great way to start out. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I am the owner and creative director of South Street & Company. We are a marketing agency here local to Orlando, and we service small to medium-sized businesses. But I think the topic that everyone would probably be most interested is how we got started, right? #entrepreneur.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so it started, well, first of all, let's bring it back, right? So I don't know if you've heard of Bradenton, but it's a little small town on the West Coast, and it's where all the old people go to retire and everyone drives slow, so it's a vacation from here. And I loved it, but I wanted to get out as soon as possible. So I applied to UCF, got in, and decided to study physical therapy originally. And I had always thought, like, I really like talking to people, so this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to help them. And then I got into working at Bath & Body Works. And they had this challenge. They had me sell these little pocket backs, which I don't know if you know them. They're like tiny little either lotions or little antibacterials. And they were like, okay, let's set a goal. Let's hit 100. Let's do it today. And I would do it every time. And so they had this other challenge and they said, all right, we have these three perfumes, and they could not sell these perfumes for the life of them. So they're like, all right, managers, everyone, let's see if you can sell these perfumes. So at this time, this particular day, a lady came in, didn't speak English, and she had her daughter-in-law translate for her. And she said, I just want something to make me feel beautiful. And I was like, okay, I have the right thing for you. Took her over to a section, introduced her to that. She loved it. And I was like, you know what? I think there's something else that you might also like. And so I took her over to these perfumes. And this particular day, it was buy one, get two for free. Like, this is how much they wanted these perfumes sold. So I had her try them on and she was like, I love them. And she took all three. And so I was like, you know, I don't really know if I want to do physical therapy anymore. I kind of like talking to people and covering their needs, finding different creative ways to help them. And that's kind of what introduced me to get into marketing. So the whole first year at UCF, I studied math and science, which, you know, we joked before this, how many numbers can you say after a pi? And I'm like, I don't even know. And you're like 3.1. I'm like 3.21. I don't know. 3.41, whatever. Yeah. Marketing is much more my cup of tea, math and science. My dad understands it. He's a civil engineer. And growing up, he didn't understand why I couldn't understand. And I'm like, you know, Dad, we're just two different people. And so I ended up going in the direction of marketing. And I describe marketing as the colorful side of business because you really get to be creative. You have the accounting and the finance and all of these other things that go into it. But marketing for me is really the creativity that goes into why people come to you, why they decide to stay with you, and why they do business with you. So after getting a 20-cent raise for being at Bath & Body Works for
boom.
20 cents, 10, yes, it was, I was like, all right, loud and clear, I'm moving on.
How did you spend all that money?
Oh gosh, I can't even remember. All in one place, I'll tell you, all in one place. Yeah. So after that, I decided to move on and paid my way through college. So got into serving, and that gave me kind of the customer service aspect of talking to people. You know, even though it was delivering drinks and food, I still got to know different people's personalities. So in school, I changed my major and got into marketing. And the whole first year, like I said, was dedicated to math and science. And this was like completely much more up my alley. And then I looked for a job everywhere except for Orlando after I graduated, and of course found one here. And I remember I had just negotiated my first salary, all the benefits and everything. And P.S. I found this job on Craigslist. So yeah.
Are you allowed to tell us what kind of job you had?
Yeah, no, okay. It wasn't sketchy at all. I feel like okay, you're
just
like,
asking.
No. Yeah, it was being in charge of marketing for a local dermatologist here in Orlando. It was a legit job.
Yeah, no, that is, that really is.
Yeah, that I found off of Craigslist, and it was the easiest interview ever. And I walked into my serving job and everyone was like, Caitlin, like, you're smiling. It's the beginning of your shift. What's going on? And I was like, I just got a job. I'm out of here in 2 weeks. This is the best day ever. So I remember that, and I started 2 weeks later, and the doctor in charge was kind of like, okay, here you go. Let's see what you can do. So I helped them rebrand the whole company, new logo, slogan, colors, and implemented the digital aspects. So SEO, email marketing, blogging, and a little bit of website design in there as well. And it was an amazing first job because he was basically like, okay, here you go. Let's see what you can do. And so I learned grassroots everything that I do now. The social media, I learned how, when I found out that you could schedule posts for the future, that literally saved my day because I would come and we had all of these offices at the time when I started, we had 10. So I had to come up with 10 different pieces of content every single day to post. And then the other half of my job was going out and meeting doctors who did refer or who could refer. So that was once again, meeting with people, overcoming objections, kind of the sales aspect too. So over the course of the 2.5 years that I was there, I helped them double in size. And I just felt like I had reached a plateau, didn't really know how much further I could take them. And my parents had always been advocates of being an entrepreneur. So they were like, well, why don't you start your own thing? And I'm like, I don't really know if I want to do that. It seems really hard. I don't know if that's the path that I want to take. But I applied to some jobs and I didn't, one of them, I still haven't heard back to this day. So needless to say.
So you actually might get that job.
TBD. So needless to say, nothing really worked out. And I think one of the things that I really remember was I got my first client in February 2014. And I was at that point where I would cold call every single Friday afternoon. And by cold call, I don't mean on the phone, I mean in person. And it was horrible. And I would go door to door and I brought this little leaf behind and it was a Chinese box with my business card on one side. And on the other side, it said, what's sweeter than having someone do your marketing for you? And I would just leave it and be like, hey, I'm your new neighbor. It's so nice to meet you. Please think of me if you have any marketing needs. Well, you know, that didn't go very well. And I got zero leads from it. And my boyfriend, now husband, drove me around every Friday afternoon and was like, all right, you got this. This is the next one. I'm like, okay. And I would go in, come back, defeat it. Okay, you got this. Here's the next one. Go in, come back, defeat it. So I did that in the beginning because I had no idea about marketing or groups or lead groups or anything like that. And so there was a point where I was like, you know, is this, am I supposed to be doing this? And I was like, okay, give me a sign that I'm supposed to be moving in this direction. And I had my purse in the passenger seat and I was driving and I came up to a stop suddenly because the car in front of me slammed on their brakes and three things fell out of my purse. It was my work key, my work cell phone, and a note from work. And that's it. And I was like, okay, if this isn't a sign, I don't know what is. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do this. And so I started waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, working until 6:30, getting ready for my full-time job, working from 8 to 5, coming home and working until 11 o'clock at night. And I did that for a little over a year until I put in my 2 weeks notice in February 2015. And I hit the ground running because while I didn't get any leads from the cold calling, one of the ladies said, called me and said, you know, I've been staring at this little leave behind box and I don't need your services, but I know a group of people who do. And she introduced me to daytime networking groups like the BNIs that you've heard of, or like leads groups or referrals groups. And so I told my job, I was like, hey, I'm doing continuing education every Tuesday. And I won't be in until late because I couldn't afford for them to fire me yet. So they were like, okay, no problem. And so every Tuesday I would drive, I live in downtown Orlando, so I would drive to Longwood, which was like sometimes a 40-minute drive, do that, drive all the way back to Metro West, which was the office at the time, work all day, and then go back home to downtown Orlando, work until 11 o'clock at night. During my lunch break, I would post on all my social media sites. I would do everything that I could during the middle of the day to still keep up content. And then after I put my notice in, from meeting all those people, it really was the catalyst to help me leave and take it full time.
Wow. All right. So there's a few things. One is you had a sign, right? Three things fell out of your purse.
Yeah.
I mean, could it have been a sign that your brakes were really good or maybe... All right. So we won't go into that. You stopped safely.
Yes.
And you said, you know, you felt like this was a sign. But the thing that you did next is you woke up every morning super early,
yeah,
before your real job. And then you would come home from your job and you would hustle till 11 o'clock at night. And you did this for over a year to start building up a clientele, to start building up your expertise. How did you create that hustle within yourself? Like what drove you to do that? Because I think a lot of people come home, you know, myself included, sometimes I come home, I'm exhausted. I just want to Netflix and you know, have a drink with the wife. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, how did you pull that together in yourself?
I think people have asked me before, weren't you afraid of failing? And I never was, because failure just wasn't an option. I don't know why. I just knew that nothing else worked out. To keep myself motivated, I'm just so passionate about helping these people. And I was so excited that I was able to do this for this other company. And I really wanted to do this for other people as well. So I think that I had a fire and I knew that I could do it. So I was so excited to show other people that I could help their business too. But it's also, I surrounded myself with people who believed in me. And in the beginning, it was my parents pushing me, my whole family helped me. Andy, my husband, who was my boyfriend, who, you know, drove me around for motivation. He was amazing. And all of those things. And, you know, people are like, did you have haters? Did you have people who doubted? And I don't necessarily know that I had people who were, you know, like, oh, you can never do this, like really mean or anything like that. But I did have people that I think were asking me if I had thought this out thoroughly, because I was leaving a paycheck. I found my first desk on the side of the road. You know, I had a whole office given to me at my last job. So it was a whole adjustment. And then they were like, well, you're gonna have employees. You're gonna be responsible for people. And I'm like, listen, I can't think about it like that. I have to think about it like in the day-to-day. If you look at the big picture, sometimes it gets overwhelming. I think that you should have that in the back of your mind. But I think if you take it day by day and just handle everything now, but have the big picture overall, then that's going to help you in the long run, because you can only bite off as much as you can chew.
That's such great input, because sometimes, you know, like, especially if you go ask a CPA or if you go ask someone who's like super analytical and detail oriented, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go start a business, they're like, did you do a, you know, an S corp or LLC, or did you do this? And what are you going to use for payroll? And then you could get overwhelmed with the details. The majority of people who start business have no clue what all that looks like. And they just figure it out as they go and improve upon it as they go. Let me ask you a question. With that said, you dove in. Did you start to experience hurdles and growing pains as a business? Because now you guys are, how many employees and team members do you guys have?
Five. Yeah, okay. Five.
Mm-hmm. So now you do have employees, but it's a year and a half later, 2 years later?
3.5 from when I left my full-time job.
See, you are good at math. No, you did great. So you had 3 years to learn, to grow, and to build into that. A lot of times entrepreneurs don't get started because they go, oh my God, I can't learn all this stuff. And they get overwhelmed and then they don't make that decision. What other hurdle or what kind of hurdles did you overcome as you grew into now having five team members, having your own office, running, you know, teams now? Like, talk to us about some of the hurdles of growing an organization as a founder.
Well, I can tell you, first of all, if someone's thinking about not starting because they don't know everything, you need to just, first of all, you need to ask yourself, is this really what I want to be doing? Because you hear a lot of success stories. And I think Steve Jobs said, it took me 30 years to become an overnight success. And that's 100% true, because no one wants to hear about all the bad things. They just want to hear about all the positive things that have happened. And one thing that I did, and I don't even know how I knew to do this, but I surrounded myself with mentors and coaches. And right now I have a life coach, a sales coach, and a business coach.
All right. Wait. All right. So this is really good input. You surround yourself with the people that you need, mentors, yeah, advisors, and you actually do a lot of mentoring in the entrepreneurial space, which we'll definitely get to. But you surrounded yourself with people that you needed to fill in the gaps of your world. So you have a life coach.
Yep.
A business coach.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
A sales coach.
And a sales coach.
Yeah.
All right. So let's break these down and why you chose these. And if you want, you could give a shout out to them. But why did you choose these three specific coaches, and what did they actually do for you?
Yeah. So I was reading this book by Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass and You Are a Badass with Money, right? Have you read those?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, so good. So I think that everyone gets a different piece of takeaway or piece of advice from the book. And when I was listening, when I listened on Audible, so when I was listening to them, she was like, pro athletes have multiple coaches. Why shouldn't business owners? And I'm like, Jen, I don't know. Like, why are you so smart right now? And I was like, it was kind of like that V8 moment where you're like, kink, and you like slap your forehead with your hand. And I'm like, why have I been trying to do this on my own? I don't know. So that was my moment where I was like, all right, I don't know why I've been trying to do this on my own. I need, so to break it down for you, my business coach, they help me overcome questions that I have. I don't know how to handle a situation with a client or a situation with an employee. They help me do that, strategic growth, and any information related to the business on what to do in certain situations. My life coach, I describe her as the windshield wipers to the rainstorm that is life. And when life throws all of these huge raindrops, hail, wind, whatever, those are different situations. And she helps me, she's the windshield wipers that helps get those situations into perspective. And a lot of times we don't, I feel like I don't hear a lot about it, but business is a lot about mindset. It's what you believe you can do. And if you cheer yourself on, and if you're your biggest cheerleader, that helps so much. So me talking with her, it helps me to understand why these things are coming up and how to handle them. And maybe if there's an underlying item that I need to work on personally. And then the sales coach is to help me close more business and really uncover needs and to find out initially if this person is a good fit or if they're not a good fit, or maybe we need to follow up with them in the future.
All right. This is amazing. All right. So let's just say you started over knowing what you kind of know now, and you could only hire one coach, and you could say, like, I need to have this kind of coach to catapult me, you know, forward in my business. So let's rewind 3.5 years. You're just getting started. And let's just say you had a little bit of money to invest, but you could only get one of these coaches. Not to put you on the spot against them, but like starting out a business, because, you know, starting out a business, like what do you think is the most important coach to have when you're first getting started? You don't know anything else, and you're just like, I need help. Which one would you choose?
Okay. I think I'm just trying to think of like all of the emotions and everything that I learned. So I think first of all, probably, so the first one that I hired was, okay, in the beginning I had so much passion and I really felt like it was easier in the beginning because it was me. And then I hired one other person. So, but I think also that you have to have a plan, but your plan can sustain you until a certain point. And I had a plan and that sustained me until I hired my business coach. But I actually hired a life coach first. And they helped me because I felt like I was in a little bit of a rut. I felt like nothing was working. And really, like, I'm over exaggerating. Everything was great, but these couple of things just weren't working out. And I couldn't figure out how to get out of this rut. And I was like, what's going on? And it's really hard, but a lot of times you just have to focus on yourself, and it's not other people doing these things to you. Other people are a reflection of your emotions or your feelings, and they relate that back. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want it to be my fault. I want it to be other people's fault. So, and then the sales coach was the third one that I hired. And I really, that wasn't my original plan. I met with him because he was a sales coach. And I was like, hey, you could be a referral source for me. I could be a referral source for you. And he's like, well, what's your sales process? And I was like, what? He's like, what's your sales process? And I was like, I didn't know that that was a thing. I didn't know you had a process. So he really helped me set up that process. And I use him on an as needed basis. But my life coach, I meet with every month. My business coach, I meet with probably every month to every other month. So, and then sales coach is as needed.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that this is great because you use professional athletes, and this was in Jen's book, which, by the way, great recommendation. I love that book. Mm-hmm. She says, you know, professional athletes, you look at Olympic athletes, they are the absolute best in the world, yet they have a coach. What makes us people like normal? I'm not the best in the world at, I don't know if I'm the best in the world at anything, maybe just being Josh, right? But like having a coach is so important. Like I have a coach and that's why I was asking these kind of questions. So like, thank you for sharing that. Are you going to acquire any more coaches? Like, are you going to like have like an army of coaches that like help you step up your game?
Yes. And the other part that I didn't talk about was mentors in this. And okay, Josh, I have to be honest with you. I have like six. So in relation to your question, yes. And all of these six people are so different and I can't tell you how thankful I am to have them in my life. So one of them is an agency owner and he has been an owner for, I don't know, 15 years in a great agency down in downtown Orlando. And I meet with him probably once a month to once every other month. And he is amazing because he just lets me brain dump everything. And he's like, you know, there's really nothing that you could bring to me that I haven't done or been through or had to work around. And so I come to him for all issues that I can think of, like, well, how did you handle this situation? What did you do when this came up? And then there's another one that I talked to about employee problems or employee questions. And he worked for Marriott. So he has Mr. Marriott's theory of treating people well so they treat your or your customers even better. And then I have another one who's an agency owner in Orlando as well. And I just kind of ask him like off the wall questions too. Like, what do you do in this situation? Do you get a contractor? Do you get an employee? And then there's another one that has, all of these are marketing agency owners that I've kind of just come across or been introduced to. And a lot of people also, they're like, well, how did you get these mentors? How do you do that? And the first one that I had, I met him at a conference and it was the last day. We were sitting on a table and we were going around just introducing ourselves before we caught our flight. And I was like, I'm from Orlando. And this was a round table. And he was like, one person went and he was like, I'm from Orlando. And I was like, I like leaned in. I'm like, you're from Orlando? And we were in New Orleans. So I was like, what? So we ended up having the same flight back. And this was when I still worked at my old job. And we've kept in touch for, I don't know, 4.5 years. The second one, he was introduced to me through a networking meeting. And this guy was like, hey, this is an agency owner. He might be a great intro for you. Do you want to meet? And I was like, yeah. So he met me for coffee. And at the end of the conversation, he was like, well, how can I help you? And I was like, I need a mentor. And he was like, what does that mean to you? And I was like, this is what it means. And he's like, okay. And then we just started meeting and I basically just schedule a meeting with him when he's open. We meet for an hour. He lets me ask him anything and helps me with everything. And the other one's kind of the same way, but I think that people don't realize that people are more willing to help than they give them credit for. And all you need to do is ask.
Yeah. This is so awesome. Okay. So you own an agency.
Yes.
And you have two mentors in the same area, like located close to you who are agency owners.
Yes.
Essentially, they're your competition.
Yes. They go after bigger clients than we go after. So kind of, but not really.
But like that's so beautiful that they trust you enough to give you the advice, the wisdom, the help. To serve you and to lift you up. That's so incredible. And you have two agency owners. So you found a mentor. You found mentors that are in the same spot, getting them in direction that are maybe a little bit more further along. But that's so cool that they're willing to give that. Mad kudos to them and mad kudos to you for finding people in your area to ask advice for. One time I asked advice. I was building my first company and it was a digital company. And I was asking an investor guy who had no clue about digital businesses. And I just think I got wrong input. So give us some input about how to find a mentor, because I believe that this is so valuable for people out there. How do you mm-hmm. find them, and how do you ask them what to expect from it, what to give? Like, talk to us through that, because I think you have a lot of experience that you have 137 of them.
To be exact.
Yeah, to be exact.
So I think what you really need to do is sit down and really map out the areas that you need help with, because I really believe that once you get targeted in what you're looking for, people introduce you to people that you're looking for. And not only that, but there's a lot of amazing resources in Orlando that can connect you, like the SBDC. That's a really great resource, and that's where my business coach is from. But I think that once you find out, or it could even be someone that you follow on Instagram or social media. I don't know if you, do you know Ryan Searhart or Searhant from Million Dollar Listing? He's one of those. No?
No.
Okay. So I watched Million Dollar Listing on, I think it's on Bravo or E, one of those shows. And he is just like a mastermind when it comes to selling. And of course it's a reality show, but I really love how vulnerable he is. Sometimes, like, you've seen him lose huge, like, billion-dollar condos that he can sell. And you've seen him have employees let him down. And I know that it's scripted, but still, I like that he shows you a little bit behind the scenes. But I think it's all about finding what's going to work for you. Like, do you need someone to help you with employees? Maybe ask someone who's been in business. Like, the person that I turn to is the VP of marketing at a marketing agency that focuses on the travel industry. And so he worked at Marriott, and he knows this is how you treat people. This is when someone's taking advantage of you. This is when you're being too strict and you need to loosen up a little bit. So he helps me walk that line. But I think that, and you don't even have to, because for me, it was a little bit hard to just flat out, except for that one, I was like, I need a mentor. But sometimes it's just hard to be like, hey, can you be my mentor? Because people don't really know what that means to you. So I think that you have to line up. What does that mean to you? Does that mean a weekly phone call? Because that might be a little bit too much. Or does that mean a monthly meeting or a bi-monthly meeting, whenever that makes sense? But asking if you can have coffee again, saying at the end of your, let's say it's a coffee meeting, hey, I really enjoyed meeting with you. I got a lot out of this meeting, and I was wondering if you'd be open to doing this again, or maybe even on a consistent basis, if that would be something that you'd be open to. That's what I did with another lady who has an agency here in Orlando too. And she was like, yeah, that would be great. And it's awesome because I've been able to help her too. Like, and she's been an agency in the agency world for, like, I don't know, 15 years, maybe even more. And it's just incredible, but it's so cool when I can help them as well, because I'm going through different things, or I have a different perspective, and they can ask me questions too.
Yeah. So one of the questions that I get when talking with people about mentorship is they go, well, what could I give them? Or should I buy them something? Should I give them a gift? Like, you know, cause a lot of time entrepreneurs, you know, we're stubborn, hard-headed, and we have a hard time asking for help. So if we are asking for help, we feel bad about it, and we go, oh man, I got to do something for this person. Right. So what do you say to that? Because it's like, I don't ask because I don't have anything to give, or something like that. Like, what would you say to that?
So that's a hard one. And I think I'm still personally working through that, but that's kind of like, what do you get the person who has, I don't want to say everything, but in my opinion, they have a successful agency. They've been around, they have a lot of employees, but I think something meaningful, and I'm still trying to work through this, but something meaningful always goes a long way. Or even, you know what, if I was mentoring someone and they came up to me and they were like, I just want to let you know what an impact you've had on my life, I feel like that would speak so much more than, you know, cookies or something like that. But also, people aren't necessarily looking for a return on what they do for you. And whenever I'm able to help someone, or even whenever I was talking to someone earlier and he was like, I just signed up for your blog. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. You know, we live in this big world, and I'm like, does anyone even read this? And yeah. When someone's like, oh, I've been following you for like I had an intern and they were like, I've been following you for 6 months and I finally got up, gathered the courage to apply to your internship. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. But it just makes me feel so good that I inspire other people or I help other people. And I think that just saying thank you or even writing a handwritten letter and just saying, you know, you've impacted my life so much. I can't thank you enough. But that's still something, I don't know if there's anything that you can give because we don't really talk about personal, like what candy do you like? You know, what's your favorite color? We don't really talk about that. It's mostly about business. So I would tell people, don't always think, because that's how I used to think too. I can't give this person anything. So I don't know if I want to ask them, but I would say that people are more open, like I said, than you think, and they're not necessarily looking for something in return. But I've also been able to send clients to these people and collaborate with them too. So I think everything always comes full circle in the end.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. Now, I guess transitioning, mm-hmm. you have 3 coaches, 6 mm-hmm. mentors, and you know, you have 5 employees and you're growing, right? You're mm-hmm. you're growing and expanding. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you'd be if you didn't have the coaches or the mentors?
I think I'd be on the struggle bus.
The struggle bus.
I don't want to be on that bus either. I think, you know, I just don't think I would be where I am now. I can't tell you how much it's meant to me for these people to set aside time out of their day and just help me. And you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, these people are essentially kind of your competition, and they are, but they aren't at the same time. But in the bigger picture, they are, you know, they're a marketing agency in Orlando. And I definitely don't think I would be where I am now. I think that I think it would be a lot harder because I don't have a partner and I never understood why people had partners. I'm like, why don't these people do it themselves? This is great. But I'll tell you, in the last 8 months with growing and growing pains and hiring and people moving and, you know, losing clients and gaining clients, I 100% understand why people have partners, because a business coach, a sales coach, and a life coach are only there so much. They only know what you tell them. A partner understands it because they're with you at the ground level. So I don't have that partner. And so all of these people are there as a piece of that partner, making up that greater person that I'm looking for to help my business succeed.
That's awesome. So essentially these mentors, coaches, they are your partners, right?
Yeah.
So they help
mm-hmm.
you go. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. How has this impacted your involvement in entrepreneurship in the community? How has you receiving impacted what you're doing here in the community?
Yeah, one of my biggest passions is going back to UCF where I graduated from and guest lecturing. I did a guest lecture at a class this past summer semester and just talked to them about my journey. And I think it's really cool because I was there, I graduated 6 years ago now. And so I think that people can still relate because I'm still in my last year of my 20s. In the last year of my 20s, holding on to that. And I started this company when I was 25. And some people are like, how the heck did you do that? And I'm like, you know, it takes a lot. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But I think that going back and giving of what I've learned, I mean, these mentors and coaches have helped me so much. This is just one way that I can give back to help people overcome a speed bump or get past something that they've been like mentally blocking themselves on, and just telling them, you can do this. It's going to be hard, but you can do it. So I've spoken at the Exchange. I go back and guest lecture. I'm doing a guest lecture at UCF, I think in a couple weeks, to a group there. And it's just something that I really love. I've done guest lecturing at Rollins too, and been on a panel for Full Sail. So I think anywhere that I can tell my story and still being in the company or owning the company for 3.5 years is still completely new too.
Yeah. Do you mentor certain types of individuals, or have people come out to you and said, hey, I need some help mentoring? And you're like, wow, that sounds familiar. I did that 6 times already. Do you work with anybody specifically helping them along in their journey in their life?
Yeah, I've had a couple people come out and just ask me questions. It's kind of a cool story. This guy listened to me on an interview, and he also read, I did a guest post for hermag.com, and it was really, I was inspired by this book that I read by Rand Fishkin, and it's called Lost and Founder. And for anyone who's in the startup world, who's getting funding, this is kind of what he went through, and he was so transparent, and I appreciated that so much. And so this inspired me to write this guest blog for hermag.com, and it was just really open, and I shared some of the stories that I had been through, and then I wrote another post on our blog about, I think it was like 7 things I learned after 3 years in business, and it talks about some of the things that I went through. And so he read it, and he was like, hey, this is amazing. I really am thinking about starting my own marketing agency, and I think he was in North Carolina. He's like, can I just have like some of your time to just like pass these questions by you and to ask you like what you did and any help that you can give me? And I was like, yeah. So we had this great phone call, and he asked me all of his questions, and I helped him, and he was like, thank you so much. And he's asked me a couple questions here and there, but it kind of helped him get where he wanted to go concise and helped him come up with his ideas as well and kind of solidify those. So I've had a couple occasions like that I've been able to answer people's questions and help them and tell them what I've done and also be realistic about it, because I worked my butt off. It was the hustle. It was the hustle to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. As a mentor, right, you've been on the receiving end, and, mm-hmm. and now, you know, now you're giving and really helping the community, which I'm a huge fan of helping the community, and I appreciate mm-hmm. what you're doing. What are some no-nos? If you're going to ask a mentor for help, like what drives a mentor nuts when an entrepreneur, you know, maybe for an example, if they ask for advice and then they just completely ignore it, right? That might be one example. Are there any other mm-hmm. things where you're like, oh my God, please don't ever ask me for mentorship again, right? Or do you have any no-nos or any warnings that, like, for people out there going, if you're going to ask for mentorship, do these 3 things or don't do these? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think that your example is a great example, because I think one thing you have to do is you have to be in the right mindset to know that you don't know everything. And you mentioned before, entrepreneurs are strong-headed and they come up with their own ideas, but you really have to know that you don't know what you don't know. And these people are, I mean, if they sit down with you and give their time, they're open to helping you grow and learn. So I would say, The couple things that I try to stay away from are, I don't want to know any of their like secrets or how they do things. I will ask them, and I preface this, like, please tell me if this is okay. But I do ask them for advice on programs that they're using, but some of their, you know, strategies, or I never talk about clients. I'm not like, hey, are you working on this client? No, I stay totally away from that. I stay totally away from pricing, because I just feel like that's more, I don't need to know that. That's not really going to help me unless I'm doing a price analysis. And then if I was asking about that, I would say, hey, this is where I am. This is how many hours I'm putting into this. Could you give me any insight, instead of blatantly asking them, what do you charge for X, Y, and Z? Because for me, if someone asked me that, I would be really awkward. I'd be like, I don't know how to answer that. That's kind of like awkward. But I would say those are some things, but most everything that I've asked, they've been able to help me, but I've kept it, you know, also keep it professional, but it's nice to learn about their personal life too. So you can be like, hey, how's your wife doing? Hey, how's your husband? How is your vacation? So that's completely fine. But I would say those couple of items I try to stay away from, because I don't want to make it an awkward relationship, because I'm already so grateful of everything that they've been able to help me with.
Wow. This is really awesome. I'm really like where this conversation has gone, because I believe mentorship, both on the giving and receiving, is so vital as we learn and grow, helping others learn and grow along the way. It helps. Now, when you are mentoring people, what do you get out of it in return? Even if they could do nothing for you, like, what do you benefit from mentoring?
I think it gives me a rush, because I'm like, man, because most of the time when you tell them programs, because I didn't know about all these programs in the beginning. I didn't know that this does this and that does that. I'll tell you one thing that, oh my gosh, it was like, so I had a 98 Mustang GT, right? Nice. And I loved Mustangs. And I got a new car, and I say, like, this car is like a spaceship compared to this one. Because my old car had like a CD, a tape player, and this car is like a backup camera. And I'm like, whoa. So I feel like that's the equivalent when you're starting off and you don't know all of these things. And then these people give you these programs and this advice. You're like, oh, I have a spaceship. What am I going to do with all of this? And that's how I felt. And a real example is that in the beginning, I was doing invoicing through Word, and then I would keep track of it on Excel. And then I would have to like get the check, deposit the check through the app, write that on Excel, make sure I got that paid. All of these steps, I hated sending invoicing. And then someone told me about this program that I use called FreshBooks. And I was like, oh my gosh. So you can set up recurring invoices. Josh, I didn't want to bill people because it was so horrible. Like, we're in the business to make money at the end of the day. And I'm like, oh, I have to bill people again. It would take me so long. It was horrible. And people are like, oh, can I have a copy of like, or can I have a receipt? I'm like, sure. Hold on. Let me get that for you. I had no receipts. Like, let me just make that up real quick. So that's just one example of how I went from like, you know, chiseling on stone to a spaceship, because I found these programs that I had no idea about that people had vetted and asked me about and gave me that advice.
That's so good. So I have another question in around mentorship, because I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, this seems like it speaks true to your heart, and it seems mm-hmm. like that this is the core of who you are. So you get a rush out of, you know, helping other people, you know, overcome some of the challenges that you faced and you learned, and then maybe some wisdom that was passed down through other mentors. Let's just say that there's an entrepreneur out there sitting, you know, in their car listening to this, and they go, oh my gosh, I need a mentor. Right. Mm-hmm. How could they go about finding it? So you already said make a list of the things mm-hmm. that you have gaps in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Suck at budgeting. I suck at this. Mm-hmm. You know, right? It's good to know what you're good at. It's also good to know what you're bad at. Mm-hmm. But you said, you know, kind of make a list. All right. So they have this list and they go, oh my gosh. Let's just say they're smart enough and they prioritize it and they go, this is the number one bleeding problem. How mm-hmm. did they find a person who could help mentor them if they can't afford to go pay to fix that problem?
Mm-hmm. I would say start following people on social media that are within that realm, and then email them once you know and have done research about their company. So this kind of goes along with applying for a job, right? You do research, you get to know who's interviewing you, you understand the company, and you can answer questions about it. I think that if you do that when it comes to mentorship, it'll tell that person that you're interested and that you want more information from them because you've seen them do it as well. Mm-hmm. So I would say follow those people that are within that area that you need help with, and then eventually reach out to them once you feel comfortable that you can say, hey, I've been following you for a while. I was really inspired by XYZ, maybe this article that you were in, and I just wanted to know if you'd be open to grabbing coffee. I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, I want to be your mentee, because you have to make sure that they're a good personality fit too. And you need to make sure that they're on the same level. Some people don't think the way that you think, and that's not necessarily bad, but you also want to make sure that in that initial coffee meeting, you are both on the same page. And then you can say, you know, I really enjoyed meeting with you. Would you be open to doing this on a consistent basis? That would really help me a lot. And then they'll probably say, well, what does that mean to you? And then you say, well, every month or every other month, and then kind of take it from there.
I love it. I love it. So let's just say that there's someone in the audience who's listening to this and they go, man, I could really use some help from a lady named Caitlin. How could people find more about you and about your business?
They can, well, you can email me. My email is Caitlin@southstreetmarketing.com. A couple of people have reached out to me on LinkedIn because they've been following me for a while and they're like, hey, I really like everything that you posted, or hey, I really resonated with this blog that you wrote. Would you be open to a phone call, or would you be open to coffee? And yeah, I mean, I would be happy to meet up with anyone to answer any questions that people had and to kind of help them through there.
Awesome. And what would you say is South Street's like? What is your strongest thing that you and your business do? So like people listening and go, wow, I'm that kind of business and I need that kind of help. So, you know, maybe a client reaches out to you, or maybe someone who needs some mentorship. Like, what is your expertise? What are you the best at in the world?
Mm-hmm. I think that we're really good at coming up with unique strategies to get your business out there and to reach the people who want to get in touch with you most. And that could be anywhere from the small to medium-sized business who knows that they need marketing and doesn't know how to take it to the next level, to someone who just wants maybe, you know, a couple hours of consulting or website management. I mean, we work with anyone from one project to a full strategy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So they, all these links that you mentioned of how people could get a hold of you, whether, you know, they're a client or someone looking for just connect with you. We'll put those in the show notes below. Are there any questions that I should have asked you that I totally just dropped the ball and didn't ask you, besides not being able to pronounce the word entrepreneur, which I say 1,000 times a day? I can't believe I messed that up.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Spell check helps me because sometimes I'm just like, wait, let me start early. So don't even worry about that. There's one question that you asked me, but I kind of took it. It was a two-part question, and I kind of took it towards the coaches and the entrepreneurs. Do you remember what the first part of that question was? I'm trying to think.
All right. What was your answer? Then I'll go back.
The question was, it was a two-part question. And then you were like, do you have any other coaches? And I was like, actually, one thing we didn't talk about was mentors.
Yeah. Okay. So the question kind of is, what's the next kind of coach that you're going to hire or hunt for? That was the second part.
Okay. I think for that, it's a coach that probably a business coach that's on a higher level. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people are put into your life for certain reasons and they don't necessarily have to stay. And that's one thing that I think I had to get used to, was that, you know, employees come into your business to help you, take you to a certain level, and then, you know, they move on or they move. And that's okay. It's not that it was a failed relationship. It's not that it didn't work out. But I think for me, I'm looking to get another business coach that can take me to the next level and really help me grow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Caitlin, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for, you know, opening up and sharing your experience as a growing entrepreneur and founder, growing and impacting the lives of your employees, this ecosystem here, and really giving back. So just thank you for that. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This has been great.
Yeah, this has been a fun one. Ladies and gentlemen, listening into this audience, fellow entrepreneurs, see, I said it right this time. Thank you for listening into the Orlando Entrepreneur Show. This has been a fun conversation with Caitlin. And you could go into the show notes, find the links to her business and to her personal LinkedIn profile and to her social profiles. And you can connect with her, follow her blog. When you subscribe to her blog, let her know that like really lights her up, right? So go, hey, I subscribed to your blog. Love it. This is how you impacted my world. That's my ask of you guys, is that you reach out to our guests and say, this is something that you said that really impacted my life and we appreciate you. So that's my ask to you, the community, do that. So until then, we will talk with you all on the next episode of Orlando Entrepreneurs. See you, everyone. Bye, Caitlin.
Bye.
Thank you for listening in on today's episode. If you would like to be a guest on the show or start up a conversation with me, Josh, your host, send me an email to josh@orlandoentrepreneurs.org. You can also find out more information on Orlando's entrepreneurial ecosystem, discover resources to help you start and grow your business, and subscribe to future shows by visiting
www.orlandoentrepreneurs.org.